I've been looking forward to baptizing five young people. They're all teenagers, 15, 16, 17, 18 and 19 year old, I believe, and which is really great. Just to very, very briefly explain that when we do baptisms, we dedicate babies when they are soon after they're born, and we pray that as the babies grow up, that they will come to know Jesus Christ as their own personal Lord and Saviour. So we don't baptize babies. But when someone has got a testimony or say that they've asked Jesus into their life and he's begun to change it, their lives, then we baptize by what's called full immersion, which is closer to what they did in the New Testament. And just to say, there's nothing special about this water. If you're wondering, we haven't been up all night turning it into a holy water. It's the same bath water, well, no, the same water that you might have had a shower in. Not exactly the same water. It is clean water. It's also, the heat has been on in there all night. And it's probably a little bit warmer than it should be, but it's hopefully they won't come out too red. So we're really looking forward to that. And we're going to do the baptisms towards the end of the service. But we baptize on the testimony of the person who's getting baptized. So it's their story. So this is the bit that the young people have been really looking forward to, which is where I ask them some questions or they share something of their story. So Chimmy is going to come up first, I think. So Chimmy, come on up.
Good morning, church. I thought you had to change, and you know, but no, you know, it's good. It's good that you know I'm on stage with you know the nice clothes that I'm wearing. I've got a script today for everybody. You know, like I said last time, and a couple of people here. It's going to be a blockbuster today. You know what I mean? So. Yeah, let me just bring it up.
The wonders of modern devices.
Yeah, I know. So, I was born in a Christian household, and both of my parents are Christian, and they always told me multiple Bible stories, which gave me a basic foundation of Christianity. But I didn't think much of these stories because, you know, I was quite young. And my Sunday school teacher, she was a very kind lady. And she was so passionate and inspirational. She taught us the teachings of Jesus Christ, which I started to understand who Jesus is as a Messiah. And not just a character in a book or a historical figure. I will never forget that.
You'll never forget, but you've just
realized. Yeah. My bad. I forgot in a second, but you know. Yeah. Maybe I should have improved the script. I made multiple memories, which I will never forget, that led me to the person I am today. The youth leaders here, they have a very inspiring aura, as I can see them as well. And they didn't just teach us about the teachings of Jesus Christ. They also taught us to build a relationship with Jesus Christ in this church. And, you know, I really thank them for that. And they also challenged our understanding of the Bible, which led me, you know, to read the Bible a lot more. So, yeah, thank God for that. And actually, last week, I finished reading 1 and 2 Corinthians. So, I listened to it. I didn't read it, but I listened to it. But, Um, Also, during the summer, most of the time we used to go to a summer youth camp, a Christian summer youth camp, and I'm slightly going off script, shouldn't I?
Now you know why I highlight my notes when I'm preaching.
Yeah. So I'll never forget my first year of Soul Survivor. And, you know, I met a lot of Christians around the country. And sometimes you meet Christians around the world. In Staffordshire, which is a bit crazy, you know. Yeah. But, you know, I made a lot of memories in Soul Survivor. And, you know, it's also strengthened my relationship with some of the youth members in our church. And I remember on my second or third year that I felt the Holy Spirit for the first time in my life. And, you know, it was a very life-changing experience. And I will never forget that. And, yeah. Also, 3 or 2 years ago, which is a long time, but in Limitless, when I went to Limitless, I came into Limitless, you know, with a sprained ankle because, you know, football, you know, you have to be careful sometimes, but, you know. But, yeah, there were a lot of people that prayed for me in Limitless. And, you know, 3 years ago, I had my testimony when I came back in Limitless. But, you know, I would like to mention it again. And on the fourth or fifth day of Limitless, you know, it was the main meeting. People prayed for me from our church and other people. And, you know, they put their hands around the wound. And, you know, I prayed myself, you know, because, you know, the power of prayer is very powerful. And, you know, after like 5 minutes, we've been praying. And all of a sudden, the pain disappeared. I see if it was never there. But I was in awe. Like, I can't really explain the feeling that I've experienced on that day. It was similar to that same feeling I felt when I first felt the Holy Spirit in me. But, yeah, only people who understand that feeling would truly understand what I'm saying right now on stage. But, yeah, I'll never forget that day, really. And I thank the people that, you know, that prayed for me and the people that are in Limitless as well. So thank you very much. And also, the last thing I'd like to say before I go off and give it to the next person is that the main reason why I got baptized is, you know, a couple months ago, I had a dream of baptism and me being on stage and, you know, me being baptized. And, you know, dreams can really tell you a story. And sometimes, although you can't really understand it, but, you know, some dreams you remember and some dreams touch you more. And, you know, I felt like it was a message from God, because, you know, God talks to you through dreams sometimes, like he did to Jacob. And, you know, I told a couple of people, and my mom, and both of my parents, about that dream. And, you know, she told me to pray about the baptism. And, you know, later on, I approached Pastor John and Trish about baptism. I joined the baptism cause, and here I am in stage getting baptized right now. So, yeah. You know, so thank you. So this morning, I've chosen a song, which was I Surrender, if you would have guessed. But the main reason why I chose that song is because as a child, my mom used to play that song a lot. I mean, a lot. And, you know, that song, I mean, you know, you always have that one favorite song. You know, it clicks. And, you know, when you first time play it, you love it. And that's how I felt with that song. And I always loved that song. I I know it lyric by lyric. And yeah, and the lyrics really touched me. And you know, these past few weeks, I was choosing a song for my baptism. And you know, I really struggled. But thanks to my amazing mother right here, she helped me choose a song. I had a list of songs, but you know, they're not really important. The main important one is I Surrender. But we eventually chose I Surrender. And we again listened to it again. And you know, the lyrics actually perfectly described my life, really. And because, you know, it starts off with very slow, very personal, here I am with you, Lord, down to my knees again. And you know, it starts off very personal. And then you get to, it builds up as a song. And then it says, I surrender, I surrender, I surrender on the main chorus, which means you're surrendering your life to Christ. And you're also surrendering everything to God, and which I've done, you know, as I was growing up, because, you know, I went to youth a lot, I went to church a lot, and, you know, I was surrendering my life to Christ, really. And, you know, but if I ever had an issue or something, like, I would go to Jesus. So I always prayed. I try to pray every morning, every night, but, you know, most mornings and most nights I pray. But also it says on the second chorus, like a rushing storm, like a rushing wind, how God enters in you, like a rushing storm, like a rushing wind, which I couldn't, you know, which I had the, when I felt the Holy Spirit for the first time, it felt like that. And that's the best way to describe, really, and that's the main reason why, and that's one of the reasons why I chose that song. And I really love that song as well. And I thank Child and the worship team for playing that song for me. You know, I remember I texted Child and he was like, oh yeah. He was very excited. And yeah, it was all amazing. And yeah, this song is very special to me. So I thank you so much again.
Excellent. Well done, Tim University.
Yeah. I didn't need the script no more, so.
Yeah. So we just pray, just reach out your hands towards Jimmy, and Lord, Father God, Lord, we just pray that you would refill him with your Holy Spirit. Lord, be with him as he gets baptized. And Lord, we pray that you would use Jimmy mightily in the future. Lord, that he would glorify your name as he surrenders his life and his future into your hands. Lord, we thank you that when we give you our lives, you can do far more with them than we can. So Lord, we just praise you and thank you and worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well done, Jimmy. Excellent. Shadira, Jimmy's beautiful sister. Oh, yes. So.
Morning, church. So I've always gone to this to church since I was little, and I enjoy singing songs and, you know, spending time with friends in church. But I always had so many questions about Christianity, but I used to just brush them away and stuff. I would class myself as Christian, but I wasn't really ashamed of telling people that I'm Christian from a very young age, as my parents brought me up in a strong Christian household. But I didn't really understand what it meant to be a Christian until I was like maybe 14 or something. I feel like now that I'm in the youth group, it helped me to actually challenge the way I live, because we really delved into God's word. And I also love how in-depth we go with our teachings. Like, I generally think if I didn't go to youth, I wouldn't be here getting baptized today. And I feel like in our church, we're very like lucky to have a good youth group, as some of my friends in other churches don't even like enjoy their youth group. But I think in what makes our church stand out is the teachings. And I believe that all the teachers, they have a gift of teaching, and the youth have really grown spiritually. As you can see, it's only the youth getting baptized today, to be fair. So I'd like to say thank you to all the teachers, because you guys have all helped us grow spiritually. Also, I believe if I didn't grow up in a Christian household, I wouldn't be here today. So I would like to thank my family too, especially my parents. Anyways, growing up, I also thought baptism was like for old people. Like, I don't know. And like, you had to like finish your whole Bible and like be really Bible smart, but it's not the case. And also, I thought that you needed to have like an out of ordinary testimony or something, but that's also not the case. And like, because I grew up in a Christian household, I never had to thank God for myself. And as I am only young, I haven't really experienced anything life-changing, which has led me astray from God. So like, yeah. But I think my main issue was like my character. I remember Uncle Lude, he once talked about Song of Solomon 2:15. If you guys remember, he read the verse, catch for us the foxes, the little foxes that ruin the vineyards. He talked about how there are little things that we tend to neglect in our life. And because we neglect these little things, they make us like worse people. People always tend to think that because they aren't doing like the bigger sins, such as drugs and stuff like that, that they're good Christians, which is what I believe. But I think like once you realize that we all have habits that shouldn't be classed with being a good Christian, that is when you begin to understand that the reason we need Jesus, because without him, we have no hope. And me, I had my own foxes, and I'm sure you guys have your own, that I struggled with. And it affected my relationship with God, as I would always question the things God did sometimes. And you know what's funny about questioning what God does? It's like you don't focus on like the good things God has done for you. You only focus on what he hasn't given you. Like, for example, Eve in the Garden of Eden, God gave her every tree to eat from, but her desire was to eat from the one that she wasn't allowed to eat from. And obviously, that didn't end well for her. I believe once you have that mindset of following the ways of the flesh, it really affects you mentally, and it did for me. Some of the fruits of the Spirit are love, but the Bible explains that love doesn't envy, it doesn't think evilly, it doesn't behave rudely, it doesn't parade itself, etc. Also, joy. You can't have joy if you follow the ways of the flesh. And lastly, self-control doesn't go in hand with the flesh. So if I didn't have the fruit of the Spirit, which is what us Christians should have, maybe I wasn't a good Christian after all. I feel like in this society, committing sin is such a normal thing to do, especially for us young people. And we always want what is valued as trendy or beneficial, whether it's having the latest items or even the perfect body. And I'm sure we have all felt that way, of wishing physical attributes of someone else, or possessing something that somebody else has, like nice cars, nice everything, all that stuff. Maybe there's even people here today that struggle with that mindset. And I pray that you understand that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen?
Amen.
Honestly, I just want to thank God for opening my eyes, because the ways of the flesh were my drugs. And it affected my relationship with God. So thank you, Jesus. And I also chose the song Oceans because it's been my favorite song since I was little. And it talks about the Spirit leading me. And I pray that it will lead me through my journey and everyone else who's getting baptized today. Thank you.
Whoa, that was fantastic. Well done, well done. And it's been lovely to see you grow as a Christian, and I know that you really love reading God's word as well, the Bible, which is great. So just reach out your hands towards Jadira and let's pray God's blessing. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for what she's just shared, what Jadira has just shared. And Lord, I just pray that you would continue to be mightily at work in her life. Lord, I thank you that you've given her a voice. Lord, I pray that she would be a role model for many other young girls, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you would help her to continue to surrender her life to you. And Lord, I pray that you would fill her with your Holy Spirit. Lord, anoint her with your Holy Spirit and use her mightily in your service, Lord, I pray. Lord, would you lead and guide her in the next steps of life? And Lord, that you would open up the right way before her, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Wow, 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 wow. Leon. It's a pain when I have to look up to people. Excellent. Excellent.
Well, good morning, church. Some introductions in case you don't know who I am. I'm Leon. If you need to find me, I seem to have a second home in the box over there or on cameras. So if you want to find me in the next 3 months, look there. So, yes, I've been part of this church for 6 years, I think it is, which it feels that long, I guess. But yes, it's been great being part of the youth and being part of helping out with whatever I can. And yeah, if you're wondering how I got on this journey, and I would like to thank my parents, Tina and Chris, for playing a role in my Christian upbringing, and especially in areas that, I say, it doesn't come as natural to me. Just, you know, they've shown me what it's like to be kind, to be empathetic, to be just in what you do, and to work hard. And yeah, they've always just shown me, even when I've gone through different stages of life, just how to act and how to be best. And yes, I would also like to thank Dennis and Tyler for being just excellent role models, for always listening when I've got different worries or just whatever I'm thinking of. And yeah, always just guiding me back to the scriptures and always just taking me the right direction, and I owe them many thanks for that. And for why Jesus is important to me, he just gives me a hope and a purpose in life that, if I'm being honest, I wouldn't really have. Because, yeah, I wouldn't be really as cheery or as driven, but I have a purpose to do, to honour his name, because otherwise I know what I was like before, and it'd be just a lot more reclusive, but now I go out, I try more activities, I just try and make myself more busy in my time. So, yeah, it just helps me to improve myself more and to have more purpose and to not focus on the things that are temporary in life. Because I know with the way I have been before that sometimes I get some random ideas and go, yo, well, it doesn't end well, never has. So, yeah, it's at least better to focus on the things that it won't end up in these really awkward situations. And yes, I will warn you for this next bit. I'm going to yap quite a bit. I apologise, I'll try and keep it short. So, how I would describe my battle with temptation and sin. I will admit, I'll be honest with you, it's a constant struggle. I have to just keep on top of it, and it's not always in an obvious way. It's more subtle, because I have many ideas quite a lot of the time, and, you know, mind swaying to and fro. It's hard to explain, but it's like an inner impatience that when something doesn't feel quite right, but I can't budget, you know. A bit like saying that there's a pink elephant in the room, and now you won't be able to stop thinking of it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it is just a real nuisance, to be honest. But yeah, I mean, I've fallen into a trap before that maybe giving into it would remove that feeling, but it doesn't. It just comes back, and you feel ashamed of it, and you just go around and around again. And yeah, sometimes it feels like, oh, these thoughts aren't my fault, but they're my thoughts, so I'm responsible for them. But I thank Jesus that in these areas where I have been ashamed before and not been able to admit it, that I can work on it, try and address it, and I've definitely not mastered that, and I can't do it in my own strength for anything. I know what I was like before, and I was a much worse person trying in my own strength, but I thank the Lord that I can still serve him, that I'm not just outcast for eternity now because of some errors. So, yeah. So, in why I want to be baptized today, yeah, it's helped open like more conversations about my faith, like with others around me, and I hope with doing this that I can show
more to be like an honourable role model for the Lord while I'm doing this. I know with the way I am, I would struggle to, you know, approach people that I don't know, but at least in talking with my friend circles, I can trust that it can make a difference and just work it out. And yes, I thank the Lord, because even with my friend circles now, I wouldn't have expected to have the friends that I have today that I would have thought a couple of years ago. But yeah, it's just great. And for the song that I'd like to choose today, I'm sorry if I bore you with this, but I do like my music, so I'm going to go on some bits about music. So the song I've chosen today is Great Is His Faithfulness, which I really like that song. It's nice key, nice chords, I can do what I like with it. And in a bit more of a serious thing, I really like the lyrics, especially the version that I will be doing that has like an outro bit of the chorus of How Great Thou Art. And yeah, it offers me hope when I'm worrying about something or doubting, because I will admit I'm quite prone to that. So yeah, it's nice just to have some peace of mind. And to show this a bit more, the chords I'll be doing will be slightly more complicated to less complicated, to show like a shift of chaos to calm in my mind. So I hope that when I play it through in a minute or so, that you understand that. Thank you.
Well done, Leon. Just stay here for a moment. Let's just again reach out our hands towards Leon, and it's been great to see how God has continued to be at work in Leon's life, and it's just really good to see him growing in his Christian faith. Father God, Lord, we just thank you for Leon's testimony. Lord, we thank you for him. Lord, we thank you that he is a precious child of God. Lord, each one of us can identify with the battle that he's talked about with sin in our own lives and temptation. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the victories that he's known in his life. And Lord, help him and fill him with your spirit, that, Lord, he will be able to stand strong. And Lord, he will be strong in the Lord and the power of his might and remain standing strong for you. So, Lord, again, fill him with your spirit. Lord, baptize him in your spirit. Lord, may he use the gifts that, Lord, you have given him by his spirit, Lord, to serve you, to help others and to glorify your name, Lord, we pray. And Lord, we just thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness towards Leon. Lord, we ask your blessing on him in Jesus' name. Amen. Samuel, come on up, Samuel. You may not have realized, but actual fact, all the previous three did have some questions, but they chose to actually just speak it out. But I'll ask Samuel the questions. I think you would probably prefer that. And so, Sam, you're 16, is that right? And you were born in Nigeria. How old were you when you arrived in RCC?
I was 9 years old.
Okay, 9 years old. So, wow, I'm getting old. That's how long you've been around. Oh, my. Yes, so who would you say, or what has helped you the most to discover what it is to be a Christian?
I'd say my parents, more specifically my father, because throughout my life, a lot of times he's just helped me a lot. He was the one that... nervous. He was the one that really... He's always had a lot of conversations with me and my siblings, and he's had a lot of prayers with us. He and my mother were the one that set up the routine for us to pray at night, and that really helped me stay closer with God. Because for a long time, I haven't lived a very faithful life. I've been very hedonistic. If you don't know what that means, that's basically when you just chase pleasure rather than having a meaningful life. For a lot of times, I've been very shallow and selfish. And because of my dad, and because of the conversations that we had, and because of everything, even when I've fallen and even when I've hesitated and doubted, I'm just thankful to God that he's been there with me and that he's not forsaken me.
Praise God. Brilliant. So in what ways has God been at work in your life? You've just described some of them, I think.
One time, not too long ago, I was setting up my application for a sixth form, and due to my shallow nature, due to my lack of responsibility, I'd set it up and I'd completely just ignored it, and I didn't even realize that I had to do further. I completely abandoned it. And then I got the notification that there was a deadline for my further application. And thanks to God, they managed to give me a second chance, even though they normally won't. And I was able to send my application.
Brilliant. Brilliant. That's wonderful. So what made you want to get baptized today?
What made me want to get baptized today is that I just felt like it felt like God was calling to me in these past few days. It felt like for all the things that I've done, it was my time to finally crawl to God and not just keep living my shallow life. It felt like I had to have more meaning in my life, and due to me reading the Bible, I think I found what that is. That is to live as a beacon of God and to share His word and His good news.
Wonderful, wonderful. Praise God. Don't stay up here. Don't disappear just yet. We've got to pray for you because that's a tremendous testimony, Samuel. Well done, well done. And just reach out your hand towards Samuel. And Father God, Lord, just thank you for Samuel. And Lord, thank you for what he's just shared. And Lord, I pray, Lord, at the beginning of this real recommitment to you, Lord, to really devote himself to going deeper with you. Lord, he doesn't want to live a shallow life. Lord, we pray that, Lord, you would fill him with your Holy Spirit. Lord, that you would enable him and empower him to live a life for you. Lord, that you will bring purpose and fulfillment to his life. And Lord, that he will be able to share. Lord, his desire is to be a beacon to others. And Lord, we pray that you would so fill him with your Spirit that he will be a beacon to other young men and young women. Lord, an example to many, Lord, we pray. Lord, take and use him mightily in your service and lead and guide him, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Wonderful. Tom, come on up, Tom. I know Tom's been looking forward to this. Tom, you're 15 and you've grown up going to church, Sunday school and youth group. When did you actually start coming to Rock Christian Centre?
I started coming on the 16th of January, 2022.
Wow, how about that? 2022, 16th of January, so just over 3 years, right. And who or what has helped you the most, would you say, to discover what it is to be a Christian?
There's two things. First thing is my parents. I sometimes have quite deep discussions with them, which is really helpful. But most of all, probably the youth. Mm. My old church did have a children's group, but unfortunately stopped it. Don't know why, they just did. So I wasn't really getting much of the Word of God into my life. But having this youth here where there's loads of people who are in the same situations as me has been really helpful.
Mm. Brilliant.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's really come across, hasn't it, in all the testimonies, the importance of the youth group. And so a big shout out to the youth leaders and the input they're putting into young people's lives. Particularly the Bible input as well, because I know that you really look at some of the Bible in the youth, so that's great. It's not easy, as we've already heard, to be a Christian teenager today. What would you say that you have struggled with the most? You don't have to sort of reveal sort of deep secrets or anything else like that, but what are some of the struggles? It isn't easy, is it?
I go to a school where there's not that many Christians, and quite a lot of them sin pretty much constantly. And there's a lot of peer pressure and temptation there, and that's not easy to resist. And there have been multiple times where I have failed to resist, but I'm trying and I'm getting better with that. So,
That's brilliant. And the great thing is we're talking about reality here today, folks. And what Tom is talking about is reality, isn't it? It's why we need to be praying for our children and young people, because they're facing pressures, particularly in the school environment that we, perhaps those of us who are old or older, didn't experience. And you've only got to see some of the a program like Adolescence. If you watch that, then you'll realize just what pressures there can be on children and young people today in the school environments. But the reality is we're all sinners. We all struggle with things. And so we are there to support one another. And we need to be praying and supporting and encouraging one another, because temptation is out there, isn't it? It's real. It doesn't matter if you're 16 or 66 like what I am. So temptation is still real, and it's still a real battle. Right. What has Jesus done for you?
Well, when my old church stopped doing the children's group, I wasn't obviously getting any of God into me, and that had a very negative effect, and I became quite depressed and contemplated taking my own life a few times. But when I came here, I went to Limitless, and I asked for people to pray for me, and that's when Jesus started to do his work, and I became overpowered by the Spirit and fell back. And for about 5 minutes I was crying. But it wasn't tears of sadness, it was more tears of joy, knowing that Jesus does care about me, and he does love me, and the only reason I was struggling is because he couldn't really get to me. And since then, he's slowly been turning my life around, and every day it's getting better and better because of him.
Praise God. Praise God. That's a wonderful testimony, Tom, and again, it shows that we can experience the Holy Spirit and him coming into our lives. Others have shared that as well, and he is the one who makes all the difference to our lives, and we all know that it is the Holy Spirit who can actually give us the power to resist temptation. We still struggle, but he's the one who can give us the power. So we pray that you will be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, and you remain standing. So thank you for your honesty and openness in what you've shared today. And that's a real testimony of what God can do in young people's lives today, which is really moving, really encouraging. So let's pray for Tom. Yeah, Father God, Lord, I just thank you for Tom, Lord. I thank you for what he's just shared. Lord, I thank you that he's been prepared to be honest and open before us now. And Lord, again, we can identify with some of the things that Tom has struggled with. And Lord, we pray that, Lord, you would fill him as he's baptized today, that you would refill him with your Holy Spirit. That, Lord, he would be aware of your power and your presence in his life. And Lord, when he comes out of the water, Lord, I pray that he'll come out, Lord, praising you, and Lord, just seeing you mightily at work in his life. Lord, strengthen him in his inner being to be the man of God that you call him to be, Lord, we pray. And Lord, when the enemy comes in and brings in temptation and bad thoughts, Lord, I pray that he will be able to fix his eyes on you. And Lord, fix his eyes on Jesus. And Lord, just know victory through Jesus Christ, through the Spirit, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Tom. That is great, isn't it? Isn't it great to have testimonies like that? And so encouraging. And we praise God for the stories that we've heard.